enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ohio is the latest state to report cases of E. coli linked to bags. At least one death nationwide. The AP's Doug Whiteman is live in Columbus.
Ed, state health officials say tests show six people in central Ohio and one person in the southwestern part of the state have the same strain of E. coli that's been making people sick in parts of the country. The State Department of Health says no deaths have been reported, but one person has developed a syndrome that can cause kidney failure. Ohio supermarkets are being asked to take bagged spinach off their shelves. Ed?
The AP's Doug Whiteman live in Columbus, Ohio. The government says washing the tainted spinach will not get rid of the bacteria. President Bush is talking about divisions within his own party over changes he wants made to go after terrorists. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
And the president says top Republicans in the Senate and former Secretary of State Colin Powell are wrong to accuse him of weakening the Geneva Conventions by seeking new rules for interrogations and trials.
By clarifying Article 3, we make it stronger. We make it clear. We make it definite.
At a broadcast news conference, Bush said unless Congress acts soon to pass these new rules, the CIA will have to shut its secret prisons abroad, and vital information will be lost, Ed.
The AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. It's been a rough day for workers at Ford, like Brent Orr in Wayne, Michigan.
We knew it was coming. We just didn't know how bad it was going to be.
Orr and all Ford workers are being offered buyouts. 10,000 more workers are being let go, and two more Ford plants will be closing. Anna Nicole Smith's family has hired a private pathologist to perform an autopsy on Smith's son, Daniel. The 20-year-old died Sunday at a hospital in the Bahamas. He was visiting his mother, who gave birth to a daughter just days earlier. Georgia dentist Barton Corbin pleaded guilty today to killing his wife 2 years ago and killing a girlfriend while she was in dental school 14 years earlier. He was ordered to serve two life terms, but would be eligible for parole. The Dow is up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. Ohio Congressman Bob Ney says he is sorry for pain he caused by getting involved with disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Ney pleaded guilty to conspiracy and other charges today. Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher says, don't feel sorry for Ney.
Congressman Ney acted in his own best interests and not the interests of his constituents.
Papers in the case say Ney had accepted trips worth more than $170,000, as well as meals, sports, and concert tickets. The truth is out about Lonely Girl.
Some days there's like bullet points and I hit them.
Jessica Lee Rose is proving the skeptics right. Her Lonely Girl 15 video blog was scripted. It wasn't real. Her character is named Bree.
Bree is a 16-year-old girl. She's sweet. She's funny. She's naive. She's goofy. She's quirky. She's just a lot of fun.
Rose was on CBS's early show. One time fans who felt cheated are leaving angry responses on the web after the truth came out. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Trying to stand above the clutter in today's world is not an easy task.
Superfriends Marketing and Promotions Group, a full-service media firm, can help you stand above the competition by creating a cost-effective media campaign with impact, utilizing some of the top local and national radio shows, like the one you're listening to right now. We can show you how to reach millions of your customers for a fraction of the cost. You're still acquiring new customers the old-fashioned way through magazine, newspapers, direct mail, and telemarketing. Give us a call today, and we'll provide you with a free 15-minute market analysis. Call us at 866-SUPER55. That's 866-SUPER55, or on the web at superfriendsmarketing.com. That's super, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, marketing.com. After all, Superfriends believe so much in the power of radio marketing, we even use it ourselves. At Superfriends Marketing and Promotions Group, we'll make your ideas fly with success. Call 866-SUPER55. 866-SUPER55 for our free 15-minute marketing analysis.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Hey.
Wow.
Whoa.
From Maine to California, from Florida to Washington, homeowners are getting a pleasant surprise in the mail.
Wow.
A lower mortgage payment, all because they made a quick phone call to Quicken Loans. Every month, tens of thousands of people from coast to coast call Quicken Loans at 800-973-0811 to find out how they can lower their mortgage payment as much as 30%. What would your reaction be if you lowered your mortgage payment up to 30%?
That's great.
There's no mortgage like a Quicken Mortgage. You get approved right over the phone, less paperwork, and close right in your home, all while lowering... If you want to feel like this...
Nice.
When you open your mortgage statement, call Quicken Loans at 800-973-0811. That's 800-973-0811. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-973-0811.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
You're standing on the edge of nowhere. There's only one way up. So your heart's got to go there. Through the darkest night, see the light shine bright. When heroes fall in love or war, they live forever. For the lonely,
I didn't get to hear any of that. You're right, this sounds like shit, but it's the only one hooked up. Mike, are you listening? May I use an entire satellite covering the entire Earth to say my thing, my MP3, my beautiful Pogo is frozen. And no, it's not on hold. It's frozen. I can't turn the volume up. I can't turn it off. I can't change the mode. I can't do anything. It's just frozen, my MP3 player. It won't go off. Usually that's happened, and if you just wait like 5 minutes, it frees itself. All right, now I'm doing something more important. I asked Garrett to get the sound of Bush. But what's more important, my MP3 player or Bush? I was thinking of a whole new sky. Oh, God, the Senate won't let me torture people. How can I go on as president? So Mike is the only one who would know. Because I can go home and read the book. What am I going to do? I have a three-day weekend. What the fuck am I going to do? I'm going to have to go back to my old MP3 player, which is not nearly as good as this one. Well, I guess it is. I guess it's better because it'll work. I'm going to have to load music back into the... Oh, God. I don't even know where the... What did I ever do with the cord with my USB? Anyway, Mike, if you're listening, help me. It's just frozen. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, yeah, the other question I have would be, if you hit the reset, I mean, I can look this all up, but if you hit reset, is it going to erase all your music? That's the other main thing. All right, now on to the show. Look, there are some people who describe every bowel movement they ever had, you know, so I can at least get my MP3 player running. All right, so yesterday, Mr. Maniac, how did this man ever become the president of the United States? Oh, well, we know how. The first time they fixed the voting machines, and, oh, thank God! My man! Oh, isn't this terrible? I'm using an entire satellite network to talk to you privately.
You could call.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I'd have to look up your phone number.
All right, it's on the website. But apart from that, you can reset it, and it actually probably will erase all your files. Do you still have them? Because it's easy enough just to copy.
Yeah, I have most of them. You just stick a pin in where it says reset?
Yes. And if that doesn't work, there's a way to do it with buttons. But I'm guessing if it's so frozen, then the buttons aren't going to do you any good.
Yeah, this never... I mean, it has happened. But it's usually after 5 minutes, if you don't touch it, it just rectifies itself.
Right. Nah, sometimes it happens. Make sure you have the latest firmware, by the way. They have upgraded firmware on their website.
Oh.
That's the brains of it. It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. For you.
I'll do it for you.
For you, it's easy. All right, but I should just stick a pin and reset, and if I lose everything, I lose it.
Sure.
I have to find a pin.
I could do it for you in a matter of minutes. If I ever pay a visit to all my friends there, I'll stop by and fix it for you.
Okay, well, you know something? If I can't fix it, by the time you ever get here, I'll abort another one.
Oh, that's true.
That's the kind of a person I am. It couldn't be that the battery wore out or something.
It wouldn't stay on, then.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I'm no expert, but, yeah.
If the little box up near where it says AM says, Garrett told me, because I certainly can't read anything that small. It says SD.
That's your smart card.
Yeah, so why would it say that?
Just because you have an external card in it?
Oh, it always says SD. Yeah. I never look. I mean,
if you're reading from the SD, it says SD, and if you're reading from the internal, it says internal, and it looks like a little integrated circuit.
Hmm. All right, I don't understand.
If you're going to reset it anyway, you might as well upgrade the firmware, because when you upgrade the firmware, it resets itself.
That's
anyway.
What do? You just stick your USBs in this and into your computer?
Well, if you do, you'll clean it up. Yes. You plug it in, you go to their website, you download some files, and it tells you, copy this to the device, reset it, copy this to the device, reset it.
All right.
So if you're going to reset it anyway, upgrade the firmware, because that would probably deal with the freezing issue.
Okay, which has never happened before.
Well,
I mean, 1 minute it was fine.
It's old.
It's not that old. It's only about, a year and a half?
But you use it a lot. The other thing to remember that I learned with SD card memory is that if you delete a lot of files, it doesn't always free up all the space. Like, I record a couple of shows every day, and each time I delete them, it doesn't quite free the space on the card, So you've got to reformat your card every once in a while if you are constantly deleting and adding
stuff. I don't delete that much.
And in that case, yeah, you're fine. But if you ever...
I mean, I do delete stuff, but, you know, like Sammy Hagar, you know. I didn't need a double Sammy Hagar album.
Right.
I needed Marching to Mars.
But if you ever plug it in and notice that the hard drive, or the smart card looks empty, but it's not... Then you got to reformat.
Well, when you add it on Windows, like when I add something, it always tells you how much space you have.
Right.
I have plenty of space.
Sometimes it lies.
Oh, it lies. Oh, okay. I didn't know because my original memory here is totally full, but my extra card isn't.
Yeah.
Although maybe it is. All right.
So it's, you go to the website.
Try to reset it. And
yeah, I'll send you a link to the firmware. How about that? That's the least I can do.
Well, why? I mean, that's the most you can do. What have I ever done for you?
Well, you're there.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have to be somewhere, Mike.
I understand.
All right, now I'm gonna play you some Bush.
Thank you so much.
Now, isn't that wonderful? Didn't you wake up this morning and, like, when you didn't watch his press conference? You were hoping somebody would force you to listen to it?
Yes, I read that he said something nice to a Times reporter because he was friendly to the president.
Well, then he should say something nice to the entire New York Times and the Washington Post, and he should be in love with the media.
Yes.
Because they're all nice to him.
Sure.
Okay, thanks, sweetheart.
Enjoy, best of luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, because I have 3 days off. I don't want to have to go back to my little Memorex, my original MP3 player. All right, Bush defense stance on proposed terror tribunals. Now, you see, they're having two arguments. They're actually having more than two. But four Republican senators stood up to Bush yesterday. He finally, how many times in 6 years has this guy gone up to the Hill? He hates them. You know, a real president is always up on the Hill, you know, when something important, but it's not him, you know, because he's probably too busy on his exercise bike or whatever, you know, or his real bike or clearing brush. So, because he wants them to pass, I believe, retroactively laws. Basically, you know, he doesn't put it this way, but any intelligent person can see he wants laws allowing torture. That when they're interrogating terrorist suspects, they can waterboard them and, you know, make them sit naked in a freezing room. You know, all these things that are against the Geneva Conventions, which apparently are for everybody else, but not us. You see, he has this attitude, Bush, that none of the rules apply to him. Right? Oh, no. He's not coming in here while I'm trying to do a show. He's got a box. Not while I'm on the air, he's not doing this. I'm off on Monday. You'll see him first. Don't let him in this room. So, like, his entire attitude, his entire life, basically, is that none of the rules apply to him. The danger in a man like that being the president is he is now sort of making it that none of the rules apply to this country. You know, the Geneva Conventions, which, if you recall, was it Gonzales or Rumsfeld? Way at the beginning of this war, said they were quaint. The Geneva Convention was quaint. You know, that's a really bad word. Quaint. Because that sounds like outdated, doesn't it? Quaint. The Geneva Conventions. So, and Bush wants tribunals, which the main thing that I've read, that Lindsey Graham, who was a JAG, objected to, and John McCain, who was a prisoner of war. You know, isn't this amazing how Bush won't give in to people who you would think he'd stop and say, maybe somebody who was like a prisoner of war understands something that might have gone by me, frat boy. Maybe Lindsey Graham who was a jag, might know something that I don't know. I mean, wouldn't you think that might float across his little pea brain? Then maybe you should pay attention to someone who's been a prisoner of war and someone who's been a jag, for Christ's sake. John Warner, who was one, he was the head of the army of the Navy, I don't know. He's also against it. And Susan Collins, you know, who I don't know. Good for her. She was the other Republican. Because one of his rules for these tribunals that he so hot to get is that the accused will not get to see all the evidence against them. How exactly would you defend yourself? You know, it is, people have said, this is a cliche, but an apt cliche. It's like Kafka. It's like some Kafka that, well, you can't see the evidence against you. So then they'll convict somebody, and they'll say, well, and they'll never know why. This is like not America, and I know what their argument is. Why would you give these rights to a terrorist? Which sounds good, right? Sounds good. Except for one thing. Until you put them on trial, you don't know that they are a terrorist. You don't know they're a terrorist. They could be, you know, some guy wearing a t-shirt with the wrong writing on it. How many of these terrorists that they put on trial in this country even turned out to be terrorists? Even Jose Padilla with the dirty bomb, what are they putting him on trial for? They're not putting him on trial anymore for being a terrorist. Because they knew that would never work. And Colin Powell yesterday, oh God, I could just kick Colin Powell in the ass. I could kick him in the ass. Why didn't he say all this shit while he was in the government? Mr. No Balls. He may have a colon, but he has no balls. Jesus. He said we are losing our moral authority in the war on terror. What are we fighting for? To be a dictatorship? To be some country that convicts people without letting them see the evidence against them? What is wrong with it? With every, you know, I swear to God, I was talking to my mother yesterday, and as I say constantly, my mother obviously is older than I am, and my neighbor Gloria, who's about my mother's age, and we agree on one thing. This is like a nightmare. This is like a fucking nightmare. What is going on in this country? He wants the Congress of the United States to say, go ahead, torture people. Go ahead, have trials. Why would the accused have to see any evidence against them? And this is all for the election. All for the election. You know, you don't hear about Iraq anymore. Iraq is just falling apart. Every day. The other day they found 60 bodies, you know, all chopped up and beheaded and whatever. Today it's 34 soldiers are dead in like the last 20. You never hear that. All you hear is, oh, I'm going to protect you. Who's going to protect us from you? All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll play this thing that I never heard. I'm sure it's nauseating because it's Bush. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146. You're locked on the left. Sirius Left, 146. Ed Schultz stands up for hard-working Americans. Afternoons at 3 East, noon West. The Young Turks tell you what's really going on at 6 East, 3 West. And Stephanie Miller shakes up the righties at 9 East, 6 West. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
the stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD. 1-800-353-1106. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-1106. Get your free CD now. 800-353-1106.
Alex.
Bennett.
On Survivor, they're doing the race thing.
Woo-hoo!
Go on, geez. I'm rooting for the white people, but you know we're going to get shanked.
They better be the honky tribe.
We're going to get shanked. The honkies.
I'm Jewish. I would like to be on Survivor.
I give the Jewish tribe maybe 3 hours.
It's too hot.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
How can I not have a safety pin? That's what's really important. All right, let's listen together, since Bush gave this press conference. See, I feel like I have to explain when I'm behind on the news. Not everybody seems to feel that way. I was in transit. And then at some point, I had no access to a radio. All right, so this is whatever CNN put up from this press conference.
This debate is occurring because of the Supreme Court's ruling that said that we must conduct ourselves under the Common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And that Common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague. What does that mean?
Oh, God.
Outrageous upon human dignity. That's a statement that is wide open to interpretation.
Oh, because it's been good enough for 50, 60 years.
And what I'm proposing is that there be clarity in the law so that our professionals will have no doubt that that which they're doing is legal. And so the piece of legislation I sent up there provides our professionals that which is needed to go forward. The first question that we've got to ask is, do we need the program? I believe we do need the program. And I detailed in the speech in the East Room what the program has yielded. And that was the kind of information we get when we interrogate people within the law. You see, sometimes you can pick up information on the battlefield, sometimes you can pick it up, you know, through letters, but sometimes you actually have to question the people who know the strategy and plans of the enemy.
Jesus, he's a moron.
And in this case, we questioned people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who we believe ordered the attacks on 9/11. The court said that you've got to live under Article 3 of the Geneva Convention, and the standards are so vague that our professionals won't be able to carry forward the program because they don't want to be tried as war criminals. They don't want to break the law. These are decent, honorable citizens who are on the front line of protecting the American people, and they expect our government to give them clarity about what is right and what is wrong in the law. And that's what we have asked to do. And we believe a good way to go is to use the amendment that we worked with John McCain on, called the Detainee Treatment Act, as the basis for clarity for people we would ask to question the enemy. In other words, it is a way to bring U.S. law into play. It provides more clarity for our professionals. And that's what these people expect. These are decent citizens who don't want to break the law. Now, this idea that somehow, you know, we've got to live under international treaties, you know, and that's fine, we do. But oftentimes the United States government passes law to clarify obligations under international treaty.
Oh, my God.
What I'm concerned about is if we don't do that, then it's very conceivable our professionals could be held to account based upon court decisions in other countries.
Not to mention you, you big sack of shit! Oh, my, do you believe that? Can you believe that? First of all, he doesn't know what he's saying. I mean, you know. Second of all, they said to him, use the word clarity a lot. You notice that? And thirdly, when was the Geneva Convention written? It was written after World War II, I believe. Or that part. Wait a minute. We can look that up. How come everybody has understood the Geneva Convention up until now? Like, it was fine. Did you ever hear any other presidents say, oh, we don't understand? Play the beginning of that again, where he says human dignity. Who knows what that is? That's the best part. And then we'll just stop it after, you know. Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, just let me know. He doesn't know what... Oh, I shouldn't have listened to this. I shouldn't have. If I had heard this at home, I would have forgotten it already. Now I'm just, like, upset. How come nobody ever had to sit down in this country before and say, I don't understand what human dignity is? Maybe I guess he doesn't, Bush. He was the one in his fraternity where he branded people, you know, and he killed the frogs. Well, I guess that's froggle to dignity. But the Geneva Convention, everybody understands human dignity. You'd think actually the Geneva Convention was adopted on August the 12th. Oh, that was my father's birthday. 1949. And it entered into force on the 21st of October. All right, what is this Article 3? Alphabetical Index, Wounded Prisoners, Common Article 3, right? That's what we want, C. Access to gravesites, Common Article 3. Why is it that in 56 years, everybody seems to have understood it. Now, in 19, this went into effect in, torture. Does it say torture? It doesn't say Common Article 3. We had, starting in 1950, what do we have? We had the Korean War, right? We had Vietnam, we invaded Grenada, we invaded Panama. God only knows what else we did that I can't remember. But Clinton bombed the shit out of Kosovo. Did you ever hear another president saying, I don't understand the meaning of human dignity? And then at the end when he sort of said, you could tell what he wanted to say is why the fuck should we have to follow international law? You could tell at the end, that's what he wanted to say. Why should we have to follow? But he said, well, of course we have to. But you know that isn't what he meant. Do we have the beginning? Yeah, I want to hear that human dignity part again.
This debate is occurring because of the Supreme Court's ruling that said that we must conduct ourselves under the Common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And that Common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague.
Oh.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means that, like, when I shove this red-hot poker up your ass, Couldn't we use him? Could we, like, use Bush as a, you know, like, try things out on him? And he could tell us if he felt his human dignity was being outraged against. Oh, my God. Steve in New York.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi. Oh, God, I could vomit.
I'm upset. I'm upset. Somebody should clarify to him, like you said, with a, you know, show him just exactly what a human...
How did every other president manage to know this?
What is he saying? That he's saying that we may do things and then we're subject to the laws of other countries. And that...
Well, it's an international treaty, yes.
Yeah, but wasn't we one of those other countries to sign the Geneva Convention? I don't know.
Yes, we signed it.
Didn't we try the Himmel or whatever, you know, all those people?
Well, Now I forgot what they are. The Nuremberg trials. The Nuremberg trials were before. Geneva Convention.
But did we sign the Geneva Convention?
Yes, we absolutely did.
And it was signed
in 1949, and I never heard Truman or Eisenhower or Bush 1 or Clinton or Ford or Carter say, gee, I don't understand this.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. The Supreme Court explained it. According to his speech, the Supreme Court just reaffirmed this section of the Geneva Convention, Article 3 or whatever. And if we're a party to the Geneva Convention, then he's full of shit, really.
Yes, he is!
And I don't have any more.
Because he wants to be able to torture people. I mean, this president of the United States, but went up to the Congress yesterday, which he hardly ever does, to tell them to pass laws that we can torture people. And John McCain, what is he thinking? What does anybody with a brain say? Well, what happens when we have people captured? What happens to our soldiers? If we decide we can torture people, then that means they can torture people.
Well, told my son, I got a son, a working age son, and I told him, if your company ever says, you know, you have to go to any of those, you know, Middle Eastern countries where we have our armies and stuff, I said, that's the time. I said, either you don't go or you get some kind of suicide capsule that you can take with you, because that's how fearful I am.
I mean, if we can torture people, then what are we supposed to do? Turn around and say, well, we can do it because we're good. This is like good torture, but nobody else can do it because that would be bad. This man is so morally bereft.
You know, one day...
We need another sign. We have who would Jesus bomb. Now we need who would Jesus torture.
Lynn, one day, one day soon, relatively speaking, this George W., he's going to be facing an international court. He is.
No, he isn't, because we wouldn't sign on to the international court.
No, I meant for the Geneva, because he's violated the Geneva Convention.
He's violated the Constitution. You name it, he violated it.
And he may not show up in person, but in absentia, though.
Oh, he should be like Milosevic. They should just drag this man to The Hague. All of them, Gonzalez and Cheney and Rumsfeld.
Oh, and Vice President. The Vice President, he's the one. He's the one. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I feel sorry for Bush, but I can't find any compassion in my heart for Cheney.
No, because Bush is a puppet. You can at some point say this man is just such a moron.
He's
and
a moron.
He's used.
He's like a moron. He's a moron.
Yeah, I know. I gotta go.
Bye.
Okay, Lynn Samuel, hang on, everybody. Lynn Samuel, Series Left 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Series Left 146.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob.
This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. That's the number 6bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 6bruce.com now.
$35,000 in debt. The credit line at the appliance store, our big move, all on credit cards. We could barely make the minimum payments. There was no way out. We owed so much, it was choking us.
Do you owe $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt? If so, you know the interest rates are killing you. You need relief. Call 800-516-6915 for Debt Relief USA. They've helped thousands of people just like you and will negotiate with your creditors to settle all your credit card debt for about half of what you owe without filing bankruptcy. Settle all your credit card debt now for pennies on the dollar.
Debt Relief USA set up a plan and got things on track, and they got us a really good deal with our creditors, and we ended up only paying 40% of what we owed. Debt Relief USA. Wow, who knew?
Debt Relief USA. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months. Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-516-6915. Avoid bankruptcy and become debt-free. Call now. 800-516-6915. 800-516-6915.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
So Garrett just said, but like Al-Qaeda doesn't have to follow any rules, you know, so like, why should we follow rules? Well, that's fabulous. We're just like Al-Qaeda. That isn't the idea. It's true, they don't have any rules. They didn't sign the Geneva Convention. They're not a country. They can capture our soldiers and cut their head off and do whatever they want. So, is the idea to get rid of people like that? Or is it for us to go down to their level? Bush seems to be arguing, let's just get on their level. They can do whatever they want, so why can't we do whatever we... Oh, my God. You know, Garrett is barely still young enough that you could excuse him. Bush, no fucking excuse. Ivan in South Carolina.
Hey, Lynn, I'm a major fan. I've been following you since you left New York, like when you was on WBAI.
Oh, my God. That's like 27 years, you poor thing.
I turned a big 4-0 today, so I'm just like you was complaining, like yesterday.
Oh, you were like one of those young's minds I warped.
Yes.
Because you were a baby when you first...
I just turned it on when I was 19, like 85 or 86.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing like the Tawana Brawley stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going way, way back. You remember, like, you know some news stories come up, like the Duke Ray trial? They just dropped right out of sight now. Nobody
well, because, you know, much as I wish she had been telling the truth, it did start looking at the end like that girl was lying.
See, like, I was, like, at the age when the Tawana Brawley thing, you was, like all girls sometimes go through their slut stage period, and Tawana was going through that, and it seemed like that was, like, something like that, right, with this girl.
Well, yeah, but this girl, I mean, everything I read, although everybody was against her, it did start seeming like she wasn't exactly telling the truth.
Yeah.
I started out totally believing her.
Yeah, well,
but by the end, I was like, I don't know, if they have no DNA.
Right.
You know, with Tawana Brawley, I guess, you know, they didn't even have such you know, good DNA testing, but we certainly do now.
Okay, I want you just to relax. Don't worry about Bush. Just relax.
Oh, yeah,
relax.
I know. Well, I hadn't heard this before. I didn't have time to lie. I didn't have time to absorb this.
Mm-hmm. Just relax. Like my uncle is always like paranoid. The government might be spying on you because you was always paranoid about that.
Well, they're probably spying on me, but they don't have to spy very hard. And all they have to do is subscribe.
Look up.
Okay. Is subscribe to Sirius. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye. You know, actually, the Sirius left. You know, we could be the biggest moneymaker for the whole company. We could be. I could be alone. Well, I guess me and Tom Hartman. We're the worst. right? Because then, like, the whole CIA, the FBI, every government agency has to buy, like, a million Sirius radios and be taking out all kinds of subscriptions, you know, so they could become, it could end up that the government could end up banking Sirius. Don in Philadelphia.
Hey, Lynn.
What's up?
I have to give you your hate for Bush. It's a true thing. I'm a Bush supporter, so I don't quite understand it all, but I have to tell you, man, I never heard anybody hate Bush like you. You hate that guy too much. But anyway, I just want to give you another view without Bush speaking. Let me give you my interpretation of what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Okay?
First of all,
a couple things. I don't even understand what that means. So I might be a moron too, but I don't understand what the human dignity is in a war. I mean, human dignity, they're chopping off our hands and doing us physical harm, killing us. I don't think America, at least I don't want to be in the
No. But the point is if we're morally superior, this whole war is based on our moral superiority.
Yeah, but listen, Lynn, our moral superiority is for the terrorists, not for mankind. But somebody's got to be right. You always have to have a boss. I always have to have a boss. There's just certain things in life that have to be. America has
What
to
are you talking about?
You don't believe? Then there's chaos. I mean, there has
I
to be.
I know. What are you. He wants laws passed that will allow us to torture people.
Well, tell me what your interpretation of torture. Hey, listen, this is a God forbid thing. God forbid you knew somebody who had a kid that was abducted. And they
oh, God. God forbid. Oh, please.
It's the same thing.
First of all, are you aware that anybody you talk to who knows about things like this will tell you that if you're torturing people, you're not even getting accurate information from them because they'll say anything. They know what you want them to say, and then they say it to make you stop.
We have to define what torture means, because that word is...
Well, I'll tell you something. Anything you wouldn't want someone doing to you. How about that?
If I was the person on the other end of that, if I knew what, God forbid, that kid was, I would expect my police department to do whatever. And I'm not saying cut off his arm, cut off his head, cut off anything. But if it's a matter of making him go naked, getting a cold shower, or something like that, then I'm all for it. I mean, and you can't tell me 99.9%.
Do you understand the theory that many experts have?
Right.
That when you torture people, you don't get valid testimony.
When you cut their arms and you cut their heads off and you kill them, then, no, but I bet...
Well, yes, when you kill them, you're not going to get much info.
Exactly, but if you kept somebody awake for 50 hours, I don't know, I've never been...
People go psychotic when they're up that long. You're really not going to get...
No.
Oh, please, you are just think that... What does the golden rule say?
The golden rule... You know what the golden rule should be? Is I treat my neighbor like I would want to be treated.
That is exactly what it is. That's what torture is. You don't want someone to do it to you. It's torture. There you go. Very simple. These people that support Bush, they're insane. They're all insane. Every single one of them. I'm trying to take you in the order you've been holding on. Bill in Houston.
Hey, babe. How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Two quick comments. Personal dignity, that's French for compassionate conservative. And the other day I was sitting on the toilet bowl thinking about Bush, and it come to my mind that we impeached Clinton for a blowjob, and George Bush has been fucking every man, woman, and child in the world for 6 years. How about that?
You're right. You're right.
Gotta go.
When you're right, you're right. Should I take a break? My boss is standing in there. Should I take a break 2 minutes early? Well, I don't know. I assume you want to, you know, tell me how fabulous I am or something. Let's take the last break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left, 146.
Keyshawn Johnson is taking it to the house on Sirius NFL Radio 124. Raw, uncut, uncensored. Keyshawn Johnson tells you what's on his mind.
How do you know he's not mentally tough? Have you been on the football field with him?
Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, Keyshawn Johnson's given full reign of the airwaves, and there's no unsportsmanlike conduct here. Taking it to the house. Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, Channel 124.
This is Brian Dennehy with some straight talk on life insurance. Fact, over 1,000 companies sell term life insurance, and each sets its own prices. Fact, pick the wrong company and you could overpay hundreds of dollars a year. Fact, SelectQuote Insurance Services pioneered comparison shopping of term life insurance in 1985 and has saved hundreds of thousands of families millions of dollars since then. Here's an example. A man 40 in excellent health could get a $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for as little as $20 a month. For information, call 1-800-772-8600, 1-800-772-8600, or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors, not available in all states.
Young Turks.
There are other people like Rush Limbaugh. Their job is to demagogue for their team. Team Republican says we have more wars. Rush Limbaugh tries to create more wars. He doesn't care what the consequences are. He doesn't care about his so-called conservative principles, because he's not at all conservative to get involved in other people's wars. That's the least conservative principle ever.
The Young Turks, 6 p.m. East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. Stephanie Miller, right after the Young Turks, weeknights at 9 East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
God, I have a boss who likes malls. It's amazing. He likes malls, bargain shopping. Did I say on the air, because I thought I may go to the Woodbury Comet. You know what locked me in on going to that mall? Is that I looked up the stores that are there, and there's a La Sports sack. These bags I'm in love with. That I have four of them that I have never used yet. Pristine. But I need more. You know, because someday I won't have a good job, you know, but I'll have a lot of new bags. No, I really think like that, because I used to work in a place that fired me every 6 months. You know, so you'd say, all right, I have some money now, and you'd buy stuff, and you'd never wear it or use it, and then you'd get fired again, and then you'd say, look at that, I have a whole closet full of brand new clothes. You know, it's not the thrill of shopping, though. Just wearing something you bought already, because the thrill is the endorphins go from the shopping. Once it's home, you know, then it's just something you own. You know, the whole thrill is the shopping. But it's one of those bus rides from the Port Authority. Well, what can you do? I don't drive, you know. And if I did drive, I wouldn't have a car. Since you can't park. You know, so it doesn't matter. And if the whole thing wouldn't work out, I'll go to Union Square and buy tomatoes. All right, this thing about Bush, I can't believe this. I am just so horrified. John in South Carolina.
Lynn, are you
there? Hi, yes.
Yeah, I got a comment on Bush's statement of not really understanding what human dignity is and indicating that the Geneva Conventions they're too vague.
Needs clarity, clarity.
Well, but what he's forgetting and what a lot of people forget is, first of all, this has been in existence for 57 years. And typically when you write a convention or a law or a regulation, you can't cover every possibility. So what happens over a 57-year period of time is that there are precedents that are set, there are rulings, and those exist for to supply you with those to answer those detailed questions. So there are plenty of, you go through the, you went down the list, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Grenada, the whole Cold War, et cetera, et cetera. We've gone through so many wars, and it's not only the United States, because it's the Geneva Convention applied to other countries other than the United States. So there's plenty of precedent here. All they need to do is look it up. So, and they know that. So,
wait a minute. You know something? I'll tell you something better. I just found Article 3.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not? Now, he was reading Section C, outrages upon personal dignity, in particular, humiliating and degrading treatment, right?
Right.
But subsection A, which he didn't mention, says this is, to the end, the following acts are and shall remain prohibited at any time and in any place whatsoever, okay? A, which he ignored, violence to life and person, in particular murder of all kinds, mutilation, cruel treatment, and torture. That pretty much explains it, doesn't it?
Well, it would to most people, but for those people who are bound and determined to circumvent this, then all of a sudden it'll become very vague. And then all I have to do is look at the precedents. And I would like anybody...
Are you a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see, because you're talking about precedents and everything, which is something I think maybe only a lawyer would think of.
Well, I think that's pretty common knowledge.
No, I don't... Not to this talk show host, I'll tell.
But I would like anybody who wants to pass this bill that Bush wants to allow them to go through 3 minutes of waterboarding. And if they can go through 3 minutes of waterboarding, come out and say, you know what, this isn't that bad, I'm for this, then I think they have some ground to stand on.
But you know what they do? They convict these people before anything happens because they say, well, I think that was terrible, but if you're a terrorist, we can do it. But of course, when you're torturing people, they're not a terrorist. You don't know if they're a terrorist or there's some poor guy that was walking down the wrong street at the wrong time.
Well, you made that point earlier, and I thought it was superb because we do jump to some conclusions here and assign guilt way before there's any viability to that.
Well, look, I think we all knew what was the Guantanamo or both of them and Abu Ghraib both. That there were people in Afghanistan that were getting paid to turn in people. So they would just turn in people to get the money. They would just turn in somebody they didn't like. And then the poor person is in Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Because some guy needed the money. And in Abu Ghraib, they were rounding up people on, you know, if some guy stole a loaf of bread, he ended up in Abu Ghraib being tortured. They're not terrorists.
And I think anybody would agree that this is a very serious step for any country to take. And we know that the Bush administration, I've challenged my right-wing friends to name one thing that the Bush administration has done correct in this so-called war that we're in, other than invading, that's the only thing they did, right, of Afghanistan. Name one thing, and they can't. And so I go on and I say, well, then you want to take this next step with them. What makes you think that this is the right step? And normally they can't answer that question.
Well, I'll tell you something. And again, the thing I said before, considering John McCain was a prisoner of war and Lindsey Graham was a JAG, and John Warner, I forget, he was the head of the Army. He was the Secretary of the Army or something, wasn't he?
I believe so.
And think that maybe they know something that Bush doesn't know?
Well, a Bush and listening are not two words that necessarily go together, so
this is a nightmare. How does this country go on like this?
And this administration and this president, I would love to play, and I'm not a great chess player, but I would love to play George Bush chess money. I would be a wealthy man because he can't think more than two steps ahead.
Oh, two steps. That would be a lot.
Yeah, maybe I'm giving him a lot of credit.
Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you so much. See, I knew you were a lawyer. I just knew it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I can't get the screen up, so I make them. Now I got it. All right. We have another hour. So anybody, you know, who you're at the beginning of your month, or you have an unlimited plan for $42,000 a month, hang on. And we'll do this because I'll tell you something. I have 3 days off. And this is me giving me a really easy day. Because that's so horrifying. I never heard anything that horrifying in my life. We'll play that 3 minutes of Bush again when we come back. Because it's more unbelievable every time you hear it, rather than less unbelievable. Oh, God, wake me up from this. I'll be right back.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kentucky is now reporting a case of someone getting sick from bagged spinach. The patient is being treated at a hospital in Tennessee. 10 states in all have reported E. coli from the spinach. One person died in Wisconsin. Bevin Baker is commissioner of health in Milwaukee.
We say it's a tip of the iceberg because individuals could be ill and not know that they have been impacted by E. coli.
The government says it's best to throw out any bagged spinach. Don't try to wash it. President Bush is pushing members of Congress to pass a bill spelling out strategy for questioning terror suspects and putting them on trial.
Time's running out. Congress is set to adjourn in just a few weeks. Congress needs to act wisely and promptly so I can sign good legislation.
There is opposition from people who think the new rules may not be in line with the Geneva Convention.
That common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague. What does that mean?
Some workers at Ford have some decisions to make. Most are being offered buyouts. Others have no choice. They will be out of a job. 10,000 more jobs are being cut, and two more Ford plants will be closing. Gene Jennings is president of Automobile Magazine.
I'm born and raised in Michigan. My family's been in the car business for my entire life, and you know, it's the saddest thing in the world to watch.
A coroner hired by Anna Nicole Smith's family will be coming to the Bahamas to look at the body of Smith's son, Daniel.
His autopsy will be performed at 12 o'clock on Sunday.
Coroner Linda Virgil says it's common to conduct a second autopsy. Daniel Smith died Sunday in his mother's hospital room in Nassau. Anna Nicole Smith had given birth to a baby girl days earlier. The coroner in Waukegan, Illinois says the death of Beatrice Vance was a homicide. The heart attack patient died after spending nearly 2 hours in a hospital waiting room. Prosecutors will decide whether to file charges. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points. This is AP Radio News. Lieutenant General Peter Corelli says the top priority in Iraq is stopping violence in the capital.
The main effort is Baghdad, and we must ensure that we wait the main effort.
Iraqi security forces are going to dig trenches around Baghdad and set up checkpoints along all roads leading to the city to try to reduce the violence there. Meantime, a Marine was killed today in Anbar province. Another soldier is missing after a suicide bomb attack west of Baghdad. Pope Benedict's comments on Islam and jihad are not sitting well in the Islamic world. This is the sound of a protest in Cairo. This man in Cairo says the Pope's words are harmful, even if he didn't mean to be offensive.
Regardless of what you think of what the Pope said, I think it deepens and widens the gulf that exists between the world of Islam and the West.
Turkey's ruling party likens the Pope's words to Hitler and Mussolini, accusing him of reviving the mentality of the Crusades. Wall Street, the Dow is up 52 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Everyone loves their Sirius satellite radio. Only problem is once other people get a chance to listen, they can't stop. Like this guy who borrowed his wife's car, the one with Sirius, to run a quick errand. He ended up in Canada. Well, we'd like to help. With our Hey, Get Your Own Sirius event, you'll get a free Sirius radio when you add another subscription at just $6.99 a month. For more information or to order your free radio, call 1-888-SIRIUS-1 today. Sirius satellite radio, the best radio on radio.
Applies to Sportster, Sportster Replay, and StarMag models only. Requires purchase of an additional 6-month subscription, plus a HomeKit boombox or executive dock.
The New York Times calls it an impressive tool. The Wall Street Journal claims it works flawlessly. And Laptop Magazine sums it up best. It's priceless.
If you're looking for the winner in remote access, the choice
is clear. Go to my PC. Voted best remote access by PC World Magazine 3 years in a row. Go to my PC is by far the easiest and most reliable way to access your PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have fast and secure access to everything on your PC. Your files, programs, email, and network resources. You're actually operating your PC, even if you're miles away. Go to my PC is designed for everyone, so you don't need to be technically savvy to use it. Serious subscribers can try Go to my PC free for 30 days with unlimited access. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code SERIOUS. That's gotomypc.com. Try It Free button, promo code SERIOUS for a full month free of Go to my PC.
This is a Dirt Town News Flash.
Claude Plump reporting live from the bedroom carpet. Chaos rules as dirt wives brace for the storm to end all storms. It's been sheer panic since we broke the news that the Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 vacuum was headed this way. Dirt residents are boarding up their homes, but it's pointless because the Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 vacuum has two patented air tunnels that suck up dirt and channel it away for good. It's on the horizon now!
The Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Vacuum, proven to clean carpet better than any other leading brand. As tested per ASTM International Test F608.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
I just had to check CNN, you know, like to see the whole world could have come to an end while we're obsessing here about Bush. Human dignity, what the fuck does that mean? I don't know. I'm just an idiot. So when you look at CNN here, you have the E. coli outbreak has spread to a 10th state. Don't eat that. See, I'm lucky. I can't eat that spinach in a bag. I can't eat any of that crap in a bag because they spray chemicals. The chemicals make me sick. I don't know what the hell, but does that stuff taste normal to anybody who buys it? I can taste that there's something on it. And whatever they spray on it makes me sick, so, you know, I only buy my spinach at the green market when they have. Representative Ney of Ohio is pleading guilty to corruption. Jack Abramoff, you know, he's like the big Jack Abramoff, you know, Republican. And he's pleading guilty, but you know what the best part of that story is? He's pleading guilty, and he just checked himself into rehab so you can feel sorry for him. You know something? I've drunk a lot in my life, and I've known alcoholics, and there are certain things that alcohol brings out in people. He checked into, like, alcohol rehab. There are some things that alcohol brings out in people. Horniness, you know, people drink. Oh, God, they'll screw anything. Which is good, because I probably never would have gotten laid otherwise. It brings that, you know, people get hostile, they want to fight, right? I never in my entire life, with all the musicians I hung out with, all the drunks, I never saw somebody who drank that drinking made them dishonest when they were otherwise honest. So what is this BS? He's a corrupt crook. I never saw, like, a really, I drank a lot. I'm a very honest person. I never became dishonest. You know, so now say he'll plead guilty, but then you go into rehab, and then you're a victim. Oh, I'm a victim, you know, so then that's how to get out of, you know, probably getting sentenced. Oh, well, I knew I had to stop drinking. Believe me, if he sobers up, he'll still be a crook. Ford is cutting 10,000 jobs. Anna Nicole's son is having a second autopsy. My theory was wrong, because he only flew from Miami. He flew from Miami to the Bahamas, which must be 5 minutes, right? So I doubt you can get that deep vein thrombosis from that. Two-hour death after two-hour ER wait ruled a homicide. That looks good. And dentist admits killing wife and girlfriend 14 years apart. But he'll probably check into rehab, too. Because then he's a victim. All right, there are people holding on. I'm sorry. I'm just BSing here. Why did the Pope say that? Everybody is going and saying, now the Pope doesn't even know. But to me, this guy is not even the real Pope anymore. The dead Pope is the real Pope. Dick in Texas.
Hello, Liz.
Hi.
This is Vic from Oil Wars. I've emailed you.
Oh, yes, you certainly have.
You know, you brought up the, and I think that what you're talking with the comments Bush makes, you know, the best thing that they could do, other than put the son of a bitch in the federal penitentiary, is somebody else do his talking for him, because I get fucking embarrassed when I hear him.
So do I.
I'm sure the entire nation does.
Well, except people as stupid as he is, you know.
I'm a retired military person and work in government, but I never thought I'd be embarrassed, you know, by these public.
Were you embarrassed by Clinton's blowjob?
It's nothing compared to. No, actually, I don't know. I wasn't. You know.
No, you kind of thought she was cute yourself, huh?
I thought what he did. It's not on the same scale, you know.
I agree with you. I was just curious.
It's like a private thing, but you brought up the Nuremberg trial.
Yes.
I got a link on my nonprofit. I did it myself for the hell of it, for catharsis.
Oilwars.com, right?
Oilwars.com. Down at the bottom, it's got a link to the Nuremberg trial. You should, if you get a chance, look at the indictment that they used to indict the Nazis in the Nuremberg trial, and see if it doesn't fit 109% to the shit that's going on today. And another frustrating thing is I can imagine how people that opposed what Hitler was doing and what Hirohito or whatever in Japan was doing when they declare on war. Now I know how helpless the quote the people are. You know, the only democracy part of our deal is we get to vote every 4 years. Other than that, you know, big fucking deal. I'd rather have a benevolent dictator, you know. But how frustrated those people do because...
And we don't even know anymore if the voting is valid.
Yeah, I mean, we are helpless, but and yet we're guilty. You know, it's like a catch-22. You know, who's responsible for
Well, this? Yes, it does kind of make you wonder about all those people who say, why didn't the Germans rise up, you know? Well, why don't we rise up?
What could they have done? What could you do?
At least Bush isn't shooting us to death in the streets yet.
Yeah, I wish that lawyer was back on, or you get a lawyer. I've been trying to find out, and nobody can tell me, you know, because maybe it is a difficult question. I want to find out who has standing, and you know what that word is. You're plenty sharp. Who has standing to charge that son of a bitch with a crime? There's certainly enough evidence, is there? And I've looked over that USC Title 18, which talks about conspiracy and misdemeanors and da-da-da-da-da. Well, they come out, what was that Senate report said, they used the word fabrication. Well, that's a fucking lie, you know. How many times can I attempt to rob a bank? You know, well, just because I didn't do it, that wouldn't mean that I wouldn't get in trouble. You know,
I don't know. It's a nightmare. I just feel like we are living in a nightmare.
Yeah, but all these. All right, let's blame the Democrats. Who has standing? These guys are all attorneys that are in the House of Representatives. Most of them are attorneys. The same with the Senate. You know, and that Fitzgerald guy, he's obviously. Boy, that turned out to be a bust. I've emailed and sent a registered letter and never even got a response.
Oh, please,
but who
you
has
think they read it?
To file charges.
Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody will know. I have all these people that have been hanging on forever also, okay?
You and I have witnessed crimes. Everybody listening to us today has witnessed a crime. Where do we go?
Yeah, you know? Okay. Maybe I don't think anybody has the answer. Thanks, hon. Maybe if we had a press... that would tell people. Megan.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I love your accent.
Oh, well, thank you. It's shameful sometimes with some of the Southerners we have and the...
No, to me it's all Scarlett O'Hara. It's like all about your gentleman callers.
Well, I don't know. I'm the feminist, so I don't know if I go with the gentleman caller.
Well, I don't know. You can have the girl callers if you want.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you were talking about, I actually watched the press conference today, unfortunately. And, you know, he did slip in there that international law shouldn't prevent us from doing what we need to do. But another thing I found was just typical, but, you know, odd in itself, was that he kept talking about Democrats. He knew that they were not going to take over Congress. That he absolutely knew it. And then he said, "But
I bet he does."
Yeah, but then he said, "If they did, they would raise taxes on the working class. They would worsen the economy, and they would be weak on terror. Pretty much, it would just hell in a handbag, you know." But then, at the end, after he talked about how much he hates Democrats and how, you know, they want to support the terrorists and that, you know, he wants to torture all these people, he compared himself to Abraham Lincoln and the Second Great Awakening, saying that he was in the Third Great Awakening because when he goes places, people say they're praying for him and that, you know, the guys and all this stuff for Bush and, you know.
He said that in public this time? Oh, my God.
Yes, they asked him about it. They said, you know, you referred to the Third Great Awakening.
Oh, I see. They asked him. Okay.
Yeah, they asked him, and so he went on to expound on it and was saying, you know, that everywhere they go, they say they're going to pray. So he's the one that has brought these people together, like Abraham Lincoln, and has, you know, because he's reading a book on him, and it's inspired him. And
oh,
know,
my.
It was shocking, you know, but...
You know, the combination of hubris and arrogance, and it's insane. He is insane!
Oh, you know what's really insane, though, is I'm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I'm going to school at the University of Alabama, and I've got all the impeach Bush and, you know, all these liberal stickers on the back of my car, and I get birds shot at me, I get looks, I get people just downright cussing me out. I mean, this is his base here. This is one of the most uber-conservative, with people who have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. They're just little frat boy. My daddy says this, but it's got to be right, you know. The whole W the president, you know, those little black stickers you see on the back of the
car. Yeah.
That's huge. And people are just doing it like it's a fad. He's a little action figure. So they got to put their W the president. And I actually saw one that said BR the governor, which is Bob Riley. He's running for re-election, Republican governor. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, I swear to God, I feel like I'm in some kind of Twilight Zone, you know.
We're living in a nightmare. You're living in a Twilight Zone. This is not reality. You know, this is not like any kind of reality I can understand. It really isn't.
Yeah, and I actually talked to the vice president of the NAACP, the University of Alabama chapter, and he was talking about how they were too, you know, they couldn't really back up the Democratic Party, which is really, you know, the majority of their members are, and because of this conservative atmosphere that we're in, what? Everyone knows this. Why can't you just recognize it? And they said they couldn't. That it was just too much of an atmosphere here of oppressive conservatism and racism and sexism and, you know, and it's...
Are you going to leave once you're done with school? I mean, you obviously come from there. So.
Yeah, well, I'm applying to law school down here, and I'm hoping to go into political law and then move up and work in Washington is what I really, really want to do. So, you know, what's going on in Washington now is a big concern to me because there's no way I would last, you know, with my very socialist liberal views.
No, but, I mean, this can't go... I keep saying it can't go on, you know, but who... I really didn't think John Kerry could lose in 2004 either.
Well, I mean, did he? No, I mean, that's really...
Well, did he? But he did. It, you know something? It doesn't matter. If they have figured out how to control all the voting and steal all the elections, you know, then we are so finished. This country, it's over. It's done with.
And we're allowing it, though. I mean,
right.
And when I talk to people, even people who consider themselves Democrats or liberals, I tell them things. Like we recently have had someone in our Congress and our state. I don't know exactly what she was, wasn't elected, but she's a homosexual. And it came out, and they're trying...
Oh, with the Democratic Party trying to get rid... They said because she didn't file some paper on time.
No one does. For years, no one has done this. It's just kind of like a fluff little, you know, stupid little rule that nobody acknowledges. So they're getting her out of... I mean, it's so scary here.
And those are the Democrats. I mean, that is scary.
Well, no, I emailed you some of the Bob Riley commercials against police access, and it's terrifying. Liberal, too liberal for Alabama. As someone who is too liberal for Alabama, that pisses me off. Because Lucy Baxley is a conservative right-winger, you know. I mean, even though she's a Democrat, she's still moderately right. And, you know, that really, really pisses me off. I take great offense that I am actually too liberal for Alabama. I don't want to be compared to Lucy Baxley.
It's unbelievable. Thank you.
Thank you.
I could leave everybody on a Friday. You're supposed to, like, I always like to be cheerful on a Friday. So Bush better stop having press conferences on a Friday. All right, I'll get back to you, especially you, Paul, in Boston. Oh, maybe he'll, well, I'm not going to ask him. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. You're locked on the left. Sirius Left, 146. Ed Schultz stands up for hard-working Americans afternoons at 3 East, noon West. The Young Turks tell you what's really going on at 6 East, 3 West. And Stephanie Miller shakes up the righties at 9 East, 6 West. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left, 146.
JR, for my friends at SinusBuster.com, the all-natural, and I mean all-natural line of products that relieve migraine, pain, help you stop smoking, lose weight. Would you like smoother, younger-looking loose skin, reduce lines and wrinkles, help control adult or teenage acne. It's all natural Capsiderm. The power of the pepper strikes again. Online at sinusbuster.com. Coming soon to better stores nationwide. All natural Capsiderm.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
Serious.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman, noon east, 9 a.m. west, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I'm still playing with my thing here. It's still frozen. It's just frozen. All right. I'm doing a radio show. Get Lynn, you're doing it right. You're at work, for Christ's sake. Paul in Boston.
Hey, how are you? I haven't talked
okay.
to you in a while. We've got to get exploit you to another hour, so look how many people...
No, okay. Darling. They wanted me for 3 hours, and I said no.
Well, then we got to find you a channel for the weekends, because that's just bullshit. Anyway,
I mentioned that to my boss just before. The people
bullshit.
Are complaining.
Oh, it's bullshit, because I can't...
There's never enough room for sports in this world.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I got sick after I heard you play that. You know, it's like an outrage to human dignity. Well, I feel like quoting that guy Watts. He said he didn't know what he couldn't define indecency, but he knew it when he saw it. Well, it's certainly, we all know what an outrage to human dignity is when we see it. Maybe we could get a picture book from Mr. Bush of Abu Ghraib in Guantanamo Bay.
My pet torturer.
My pet torturer, and this is what exactly it is. So we know that. I mean, he's trying to get away with more bullshit. I mean, I worked at a sleep lab when I was in college, and just doing research, just, you know, one of those jobs you get in school, and after 2 days, people aren't coherent if you torture them with sleep or they're sleep deprived. I mean, you just look at the Amnesty International studies. Torture most of the time doesn't work unless it's immediate, you know, to find out information. But this
and would... people will tell you, I mean, I have heard so many authorities say, if you're torturing people, in order to get you to stop, they'll tell you what you want to hear.
Exactly.
So you're not getting real information.
And then the whole thing about my grandmother came from Ireland. She came here because the English were killing them, or at least they were starving to death or something. People came here, and the people are still coming here because we were a better place than the rest of these other places. We're just dumbing ourselves down to act like the rest of people, countries that torture.
And he wants this. He didn't mention this, but I actually didn't read it, but I heard Randy Rhodes say it. That he wants this retroactive.
Right,
so that they can't hold anybody responsible for the torture we already did.
I mean, thank God for Susan Collins and other people. We can't let America, I mean, we've got to be out in the streets. You notice he has this press conference when nobody can watch it. You know, if you didn't replay it, I wouldn't have heard any of it.
Well, I hadn't heard any of it either. I was on the subway.
It's just so fucking outrageous.
I know. It is. But the fact is, why are there only 4 senators standing up to him? Why? Where are the other Republican senators? What is wrong with them?
We need a clarification to outrages to human dignity. Give me a break.
And we also need to not read Section A, which is a little less vague than Section 3.
Abuse, violence.
I mean, can't you pretty much figure out that if you wouldn't want someone to do it to you, you know, it's probably an outrage that, gee, I wouldn't like somebody shoving a hot poker up my ass. Therefore, I guess I shouldn't be doing it to anybody else.
Do you buy into this whole thing, Lynn, about this terror thing? How do you fight a tactic, you know, of war on terror. We're not fighting anything except the tactic.
Of course, that's bullshit.
I mean, how can we? We're not fighting a war. We'll never end a war.
And it's very easy to have an invisible enemy because that war never ends. You know, there's no end to it. And they're going, we've stopped terror attacks? Really?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is, it's such smoke and mirrors. It's such an illusion. They can say, well, we've stopped attacks, but we can't tell you what they were because then they would know how we stopped them.
Anyway,
and people buy this shit.
Have a good weekend. Come and visit your mother.
Okay. I'm not going to, but sorry, Ma. I'm going to a mall. Where I don't, you know what the advantage to a mall is? You don't have to speak to anybody in a mall. Except to say, I'll charge it. James in El Paso.
Yeah, Lynn, thank you. Listen, I'm going to pick up on a segue right here on what the last gentleman was talking about, and you were talking about the claims that we have not been attacked after 9/11. What many in the United States do not understand, and Bush allows them to misunderstand, is that we are constantly under attack by the terrorists because Osama bin Laden and his group blew up the towers, and they said that's all we have to do to those folks to send them into hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's going on in the country. Our borders are being blocked with fences. Our airplanes, and we are being searched. They're listening to our telephones. Actually, this administration is destroying this country from inside.
Yes, they are.
And the Arabs are very smart. They had great philosophers and great mathematicians, and they are very astute people or pupils of human life, and they know that we are driving ourselves into the ground ourselves. So we are under not a terrorist attack, we're under an ideological attack from our own people, and it is really a turnaround, and they're just laughing their souls out because they don't need to attack us again. First of all, they have us under fear that we're going to be attacked at any moment. And
you realize that the terrorists and Bush are doing the same thing.
Exactly.
The terrorists have us, they're going, isn't that great? They're so afraid. And Bush is trying to make us worse. So it's like, how is Bush different from the terrorists anymore?
And the terrorists are very happy at what's going on in the United States. Oil prices are out of sight.
No. The election is coming. You forgot something.
Oh,
the election's coming. Gas is going down so fast. There is some oil analyst who is predicting that a gallon of gas is going to go down to $1.15.
But that's another example.
And natural gas is going down. So the prices, I don't know how they manipulate this, but it's obvious that they'll go down, and then on the 8th of November, they'll start going up, you know.
Right. But the terrorists are just laughing at us.
I know.
You know, and those people, you know, they came over here, and they're very smart people. These guys learned how to drive planes, aircraft, to target them against the buildings. These guys are not dummies.
Well, that's if you believe there were terrorists.
And the whole culture of the Arab culture is very, very smart. And they got us, wrapped up.
You're right. You certainly are right. Thank you, darling. All right. I liked him, but he said the same thing 50 times. Bill in Arkansas.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
I'm a truck driver, and I am going through Hope, Arkansas right now.
It's the birthplace of
Bill Clinton. And, you know, it's...
Little hand for Bill Clinton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just gave some applause for Bill.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, as I'm passing it by, I'm kind of feeling like it's kind of an apropos metaphor for what's going on today. I'm leaving hope behind. My vote doesn't count anymore. My civil rights have been infringed on. And, you know, I kind of feel like, what do I do? I have a vote that doesn't count. You know?
And we now have a president who his most important priority to run to Congress is to have us torture people.
Exactly. And then with the Air Force guy saying, hey, let's torture our own folks with these weapons first.
Oh, yeah.
Know, what are we heading toward a military state now? I am really, really afraid to live in this country. And the man is so embarrassing. That guy is just, to have him be the representative of the United States of America is absolutely appalling. It's embarrassing.
I know.
And I'm disgusted.
At least we will know one thing. You know, when we're all together in the camps, you know, or when there really are terrorists who kill us all, then at least we'll all die or go down or be locked up knowing that we were like the people who said, oh my God, get rid of Hitler.
Well, the thing
we're at least the good people. We're trying.
I am a truck driver. I'm also a gay man. So the dichotomy that I live in every day, you know, is
how many gay truck drivers are there?
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, but at least I kind of felt like I'm still a part of this country. I still mattered for something. It's just not anymore. You know, the man.
Did he ever think to go up to Congress to say every person in America should have health care? Did that ever occur to him? Everybody should have. It is just, we can't have 46 million people without health care. No, he goes running up there to say, I need retroactive permission to torture people.
Well, look what happened to Hillary when she tried to get us health care. I mean,
well, her plan sucked.
Well, it may have sucked, but at least it was something. Somebody put something on the table to open up a debate.
Well, Hillary should have tried to get everybody to be tortured.
And that seems to be his main priority, is to take rights away from us and everyone else. And what happened to, you know, innocent until proven guilty? What happened to that?
Well, because you see, the right-wing argument, I'm sure you've heard it, terrorists don't deserve these protections. But, of course, until they're put on trial, how do you know they're terrorists?
Well, the way I see it is the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, that is something that we have to earn. We have to live up to that every single day. And that means that not only do we hold our own people by those tenets, but we also hold the rest of humanity by this sentence as well.
I would say so, but not him.
No, not him. But he's an asshole. I mean, he was my governor for 8 years in Texas before he was...
Oh, my God, you're a gay truck driver. Wait a minute.
Texas, yeah.
Wait a minute. You're a gay truck driver who grew up in Texas?
Yes.
Oh my God. You ought to get like a purple star or something.
It's so funny. We had Ann Richards and we had this asshole, and then we had Bill Clinton and we had this asshole. I cannot get away from him. You know, we're going on, that's why I say I'm losing hope here. You know, I'm going on 14 years of having to deal with this asshole.
Do me a favor? Could you sacrifice yourself and move to another country, and then he'll leave this country and we'll be all right, but you'll be somewhere else?
This is my country.
No, but I mean just you, since apparently he follows you. Apparently this man's like, he is secretly gay and he is in love with you.
Oh, my God. Please don't say that. Oh, my God.
You could get rid of him for the rest of us.
If that's what it took, I would certainly do that. If that's what it took to get rid of this man.
Well, I don't know. I just look at the precedents as the lawyers.
Yeah,
okay, I'm gonna run because I don't know why everybody wants to talk today.
Well,
I'm gonna think of you forever, the gay truck driver who grew up in Texas.
All right, I'll give you a call every now and then.
Okay, please do. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's like he's a masochist, this guy. Well, I guess you can't help where you're born. Jesus. All right, we better take a break. Hold on, Lynn Samuels. Sirius Left 146.
Want to play all the latest video games without paying up to $60 a pop to buy them? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month. Try games across all platforms, including all the hottest new titles and your favorite classics, without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Here's how easy it is. Select your games from over 4,000 titles for every video game platform. GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no late fees and shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back and GameFly will send you the next available game on your list. try GameFly for yourself today for a special extended free trial. For this special offer, visit www.gamefly.com/serious. That's GameFly.com/serious. Just sign up, pick out your games, and GameFly will rush them to your door. Go to GameFly.com and sign up today. Introducing the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. Smaller than the award-winning QC2 headphones, they rest on your ears rather than surrounding them. Whichever comfortable style you choose, you'll enjoy the acclaimed noise reduction, audio performance, and comfortable fit you'd expect from Bose. Order yours now by calling 800-898-2073. Block out office noise at work. Reduce engine noise when you fly. Use them to relax at home. Ultimate Mobility Magazine says Quiet Comfort headphones have been the gold standard for years. Bose Quiet Comfort headphones are perfect anywhere you want to enjoy music without unwanted background noise. Call 800-898-2073 to try them risk-free for 30 days. And don't forget to ask about free shipping and low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. The choice is yours. The QC2 or the new smaller QC3 headphones. Order today, 800-898-2073, and hear the difference Bose technology makes.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh my, isn't technology just fucking amazing? Because I'm already thinking, if I can't fix my MP3 player and I have to go back to the original one I bought, I can take the card out of this one and oh, God. No wonder a schmuck like Bush is president, because everybody, people understand this. Can you imagine how people think about stuff like this all the time? About their electronics, you know. And Garrett, who thinks about World of Warcraft, what would you have thought about, like, if you were my age? What would you have been thinking about when you were 29, practically? You don't even know. There are no computers. So for the little, I'm going, oh, I can take the card out of this. I'll stick it in the Memorex one. There you go. Joanne. That's Joanne. She always cracks me up. Your name disappeared. Somebody can hear me speaking to them.
Hi.
Lynn. Phyllis, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up?
I was thinking about, well, first of all, of course, Bush makes me nauseous. He always makes me nauseous.
Oh.
No matter. But why do we need to, I mean, do I watch too much television and read too many novels? Because I thought there was truth serum, and you could get the truth from people with a chemical, and you didn't need to torture anybody anyway.
Oh, you know something? You've got a point. You really do have a point.
So meanwhile, they just want to do it because they're sadists? That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, look, remember Bush, and I don't recall anybody ever denying this. His fraternity in college branded people. And Bush did it himself. He branded people with a red-hot branding iron.
Hey, look who we have as the president. I mean, it's sickening. It's amazingly sickening.
And people, I'll tell you something, somebody is going to email me, since nobody's called, and said, oh, you people, you're always complaining, and you have no solutions. But I don't know what a solution is. I can't imagine what the solution to any of this is.
Okay, first of all, we get a Democratic Congress. We get the House of Representatives to put charges of impeachment to the Senate. We get the Senate to vote. We impeach them.
No, that's like a dream. That's a dream, but a practical solution. We allowed this man to be put into office in the first place, and they all said to us in 2000, shut up, he's in the White House. And we let that happen. You think a Democratic Congress is going to impeach him? I wouldn't be so sure.
Well, I hope so.
Well, so do I. Sweetheart, I made you hold on forever, and now your phone is breaking up so badly.
I'm sorry, Lynn.
No, I'm sorry.
Can you post on your website pictures of those purses so that when I go shopping, I can go look for them?
Oh, yeah, just go to lesportsac.com. L-E. Well, you're driving, so you can't write this. But it's L-E. Sport, S-P-O-R-T, S-A-C.
S-A-C, okay.
You've seen them. If you have a Macy's, you've probably seen them.
We just got them.
Oh, they you have one of those stores that used to be something else and it just became a Macy's.
Yep.
But they have a beautiful website. Okay?
Okay, I'll go.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. People like regular, I don't know if everybody would like this. These are like nylon bags. I like them because they're very light. May I remind you, the day progresses toward 3 o'clock here, Bill Clinton is on with Jon Stewart Monday night. I'm off Monday. I'm not here to remind you. So I can only remind you now. I only like to link to stories on my website. I don't like to use it for, like, to remind people. But I may actually just put up a sentence saying Bill Clinton with Jon Stewart on Monday night. I guess I'm going to have to even watch. Some snotty right-wing friend of mine goes, oh, does anybody still watch Jon Stewart? I said, well, Monday night, I think we're all going to watch Jon Stewart. Or, as Neil told me, they replay it every morning at 10, I think. So I guess we could watch it Tuesday at 10. All right. Tom in Wisconsin.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, did you see that story about the kids in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah, the Columbine kids, yes.
Yeah, they found 20 IEDs in their houses. I wonder
you know something? I noticed that. We certainly never heard about them finding IEDs before when kids are going to shoot up a school.
Right. Hey, Lynn, I also sent you a link to a website and sent you a special invitation. Did you ever go to it?
I don't know.
It was www.howardshrine.net?
No, I don't think so.
Why didn't you go?
Because people send me so many links that most of them, I never go to them.
But you're a Howard Stern fan.
Yes, but to me, the internet is like more for working. It's like for reading news stories. And I look at some websites and I say this is like a distraction to me.
Right.
So
why are
never
you taking
went.
Monday off?
Huh?
Why are you taking Monday
off? I am taking Monday off because I never take off holidays because I don't like to be around people. So I'm taking Monday off because it's my Labor Day.
Oh.
Because I worked on Labor Day because I don't want to take off when everybody's off.
You were surprised by that gay truck driver.
Yeah.
There are a lot of gay truck drivers out there.
I don't know. I guess I just have that stereotype in my mind, you know, that truck drivers are all big, fat, hairy, tattooed guys, you know, driving around, and gay people are not like that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised by, like, a lesbian truck driver.
Well, there are some of those out there, too.
Well, see, I'd be a lot less surprised than a lesbian truck driver, frankly, than a gay man.
Well,
but that's a stereotype. You know, so I'm a scumbag, too.
Right. They call the gay truck drivers good buddies. So if you can remember that.
Well, John, I thought you all were good buddies.
Well, see, that went from a term, in the 70s, you know, breaker, good buddy, to now a good buddy is a homosexual.
Oh, all right. So there must be a lot. Okay, thank you, dear.
All right, bye.
Lynn. Bye. Oh, wait, I closed this. He has to hang up. 15. Keith, you've been hanging on the longest, so you win. Keith in Connecticut.
Yes, how are you?
Okay.
My question to you is, does it seem a little suspicious? Okay, that we do have this war on terror, like you were saying, something we can't win. Okay, that a bunch of guys with box cutters who live in caves are able to take over all these planes, confuse NORAD, get through the airspace over DC, hit the Pentagon. No steel structure in history has ever fallen due to fire besides the Trade Center.
Oh, it absolutely seems extremely strange to me.
Now, to me, it's a little Reichstaggy, I like to say.
Yeah, it's a little Reichstaggy to me, too.
Okay. So, you've got Hitler, who burns the Reichstag, blames it on somebody else, creates a police state within his own country. Is, to me, is a scary thing, because most of the crimes done with guns are illegal guns, and a lot of those were in police lockup anyway and end up back out on the street. Who would have figured? You know, so the weapons that are flowing into the street aren't in legal hands, and they're the ones that are committing most of the crimes, which gives you a reason to control guns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm very pro-gun, actually.
I am.
I myself would like a gun. Every day on the subway, I say, I wish I had a gun.
Have you seen, have you watched many documentary films about this? Mainly Loose Change.
No, I've read all the stuff.
Okay.
I think I understand why you're, I'm saying, why is he talking to me this way? Because no matter how much you believe Bush did it, when you start talking about it, I constantly find myself falling into discussing this as though there were real terrorists who really, did 9/11.
Well, the
is that why you think I don't believe? I mean, you know, I know that half the time I'm talking like the story the government made up is true, but I don't really believe that story.
Now, and another thing, we're talking about how evil these people are and how they want to torture
the Americans. Well, okay.
You know, the people...
I don't see too many people objecting.
But here's the proof that they are not who they seem. And you got to admit, there are a lot of people who worship the devil, correct, in this country and in this world, right?
Yes.
Now, they can become very well organized, they can gain money, they can gain access to your government. They also go to Bohemian Grove, okay? And I watched, and it's another documentary I saw that I was actually appalled by. There's a gentleman, Alex Jones, in Texas.
Yeah, I know Alex. I mean, I don't know him. I know
right.
of him.
He snuck into Bohemian
Grove.
No,
we saw that. And we all know that. The Spy magazine exposed that, 15 years ago.
Well, my point is, if you've got your government worshipping a 45-foot owl deity named Moloch, okay, and doing mock sacrifices in the middle of the night, then whose side do you think they're on, and what do you think they're up to? And it makes total sense.
Well, it's
that they
not
want to
devil worship. It's money and power worship.
Why would they worship the devil? Why not?
Because the devil would want their power. The last thing they'd worship is the devil.
There's groups of people on this planet and in this country that worship the devil.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Honey, do me a favor. Call George Norrie. I can't take this. I can't take what the devil worship. They worship money and power. You know, if that somehow is encapsulated in the devil, fine. But they're not worshiping the devil. Because he would want all the money and the power. We all saw that movie with Al Pacino. That I can never remember the name of. The devil, what was the name of that movie? With the lawyer, what's that? All right, we'll look it up. We have to take the break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left. Mike, hold on. Mike in Toronto. Hang on. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
We asked Jay Thomas to tell you about his show.
What show?
You know, the Jay Thomas Show?
Sirius Stars 102.
Jay and his co-host, Rodney Lee Conover, started off okay.
I'm a humorist, I think. I'm a talker, I'm a humorist.
Then it all went wrong.
What if you go to get measured for a suit? They don't let them measure your inseam?
No, I don't want anybody touch down there.
Then, wronger.
You don't want another man touching you?
No.
And then the producer got involved.
Well, okay, you guys do the Jay Thomas Show on Sirius Satellite something.
Weekdays, 2 p.m. East, 11 a.m. West. Sirius Stars Channel, Sirius 102.
Thank you for calling Gateway. How can I assist you today?
I need computers for my new business.
Oh, no problem. Let's discuss your immediate needs and where you want to go in the future.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Let's get started.
Okay, great. Let me tell you what I'm looking for. As a small business owner, you have a lot of concerns. We don't want your technology to be one of them. See what our small business productivity tools, like ultra-reliable servers, powerful desktops, and the innovative M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo Mobile technology, can do for your business. As technology consultants, we can help address your challenges with expert advice and personalized solutions. Now, with the purchase of a new Gateway PC like the M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo Mobile technology, you'll even throw in 30 free minutes of Answers by Gateway, where industry experts are available to answer all of your questions. Call 1-800-GATEWAY or visit gateway.com to find out how we can help your business succeed.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Oh, here, this doesn't sound as good because I have to read it. It is unacceptable to think there's any kind of comparison, this is Bush today, between the behavior of the United States of America and the action of Islamic extremists who kill innocent women and children to achieve an objective. Okay, just ask. The dead people in Iraq! Oh, my God, and merciful heaven, we have to get rid of him. We do, we do. Mike in Toronto.
I agree with you, Lynn.
Oh, by the way, and you're not even in this country.
I know, and you know what? That's the hard part, because I listen to you every day, and I want to call in, but basically we live in your shadow. If you guys cast a big shadow, we are living...
Well, through. And now you've got your right-wing guy with his head up Bush's ass now.
Oh, absolutely. And the guy that we had before basically... told Bush, you know, fuck up. We didn't follow along with the war in Iraq. All of a sudden, our relationships were strained with you. Then the right-wing guy gets in. All of a sudden, we're your buddies again.
Yeah, so, well, so you practically do live here.
And then they find 13 terrorists who end up that not one of them are going to be charged now.
When did that come out?
Wow, don't you remember... probably 2 or 3 months ago, some guy...
No, but when did it come out that none of them were going to be charged?
It hasn't been official, but listening to... I live right near where that city came from, and it's looking like the case is falling apart and nothing's going to happen.
Gee whiz, I wonder why.
But they don't make that very public.
Because that was another case like ours in Miami, where the whole thing was set up by an informant.
Exactly.
Right? They bought the fertilizer or the bombs, but the informant bought everything?
The informant bought everything, came up to these guys, hey, you want to do this? I can get this. They just, oh, yeah, okay, well, let's take a look at it. Next thing you know, they're all charged, and they're all 20-year-old kids.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's good to know that they're not going to charge. You know, the scary thing about this MSNBC story about Bush is he keeps saying time is running out. Now, what he means is not quite as ominous, you know, as it, well, it probably is, but... that Congress is only in session for another 2 weeks. And then they will have to go home and campaign to keep their jobs doing nothing. They have to go home and, you know, make sure that they get reelected so they can come back and collect all their money and everything. And, you know, then if you get caught like Bob Ney, you go into rehab immediately the same day you plead guilty. Oh, God. So when Bush says time is running out, it means Congress is only going to be around for 2 more weeks. But he keeps saying they want to hit the homeland again. They want to hit the homeland again. And what I can't figure out, and I'm glad I can't, because then I would think like them, is do they think it would be in their best political interest to stage another attack against us? That's what I can't... Because you would think logically, if there were an attack before the November elections, that everybody would say, oh my God! We need the Democrats! But I think they would know how to spin it so that the attack would ensure the Republicans get elected, because they would say, you know, it's all the fault of the Democrats, and they didn't pass this law, and they didn't pass that law, and they didn't let us torture enough people. And, you see, we kept you safe. But then they started saying we couldn't pass this, and look what happened. A nuclear bomb just went off in the middle of New York City. I think they think it would be to their advantage. Yeah, what the fuck? Destroy a city. I think they'd have to, like, do a whole city this time. I don't know. 3,000 fucking people in a couple of buildings, please. Been there, done that. They would have to. Or, I'll tell you the other thing. I mean, I don't like to do this to stop the elections. They would, you know, because people have been saying that since Clinton. Right, Clinton would have stopped the elections. But to declare martial law, because who was it? General Tommy Franks, and that's the Cigar magazine. It was some general predicted the next attack in America, right? Martial law. It's all over. It will be all over. And this is some general, some ex-general said, if, and particularly if it were like a nuclear attack, that would be it. Their goal would be achieved. I would be shot to death where I'm sitting. Or locked in. You know, Garrett is laughing. You don't understand how they operate. You'll be in the camp, too, or shot to death. Oh, he. That's how they work. Just read something about the Nazis. You are as culpable as I am. You think they're going to say, well, somebody just told Garrity how to engineer her. He's not responsible. So you're not going to be laughing. There's no World of Warcraft in a concentration camp. All right. I have 3 days off. I will be back Tuesday. Bill Clinton is on Jon Stewart's program Monday night, as far as I know. And, you know, they're going to replay this if there's no sports. There's nothing I can do about it. So you people have a lovely weekend. I will have a lovely weekend. And let's all think about my MP3 player. Let's all put out positive thoughts that I can fix my MP3 player, which is still frozen. Still frozen. I'm trying to see if the clock is working. I can't tell. All right. Have fun. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146. If I'm still alive, I'll see you Tuesday. Goodbye.
Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The advice for today is don't eat spinach out of the bag. 10 states have reported E. coli cases related to bagged spinach. One person has died in Wisconsin. Governor Jim Doyle wants to find the source.
We're providing this information to the FDA for determining where the contaminated product originated. And that's really the effort right now, is to determine where the contamination came from.
President Bush says time is running out. He's urging Congress to get over any opposition and approve new rules for questioning and trying terror suspects.
The president says he's not trying to weaken the Geneva Conventions, just clarify them so secret CIA interrogation centers abroad can stay open. His first-term Secretary of State, Colin Powell, warns tinkering with Geneva could endanger U.S. troops and add to doubts about America's moral standing. At a broadcast news conference, Bush bristled.
If there's any comparison between the compassion and decency of the American people and the terrorist tactics of extremists, it's flawed logic.
Bush says he just wants to give intelligence and law enforcement the tools they need to prevent another 9/11. Mark Smith at the White House.
Ohio Congressman Bob May says he's sorry. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy and other charges. This is Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher.
He accepted a stream of benefits from Jack Abramoff and other lobbyists, including international and domestic trips, such as a trip to Scotland with others valued at $160,000.
Prosecutors are recommending May be sentenced to 27 months in prison. Two teenagers in Green Bay, Wisconsin are accused of plotting a Columbine-style attack. This is Police Captain Lisa Sturr.
The two frequently talked about and did planning to at some point attack the school and have the police shoot them in the process.
There will be a second autopsy on Daniel Smith in the Bahamas. It will be performed by a coroner hired by the family of Anna Nicole Smith. This is AP Radio News.
Closing statements are going on in New York in the racketeering trial of former mafia boss John A. Gotti.
Junior Gotti only pretended to quit the mafia, a prosecutor argued in closing statements at the government's third attempt to convict Gotti of racketeering. You have mountains of evidence, Miriam Rocha told jurors. John A. Gotti did not and would not leave behind this life with its money and power, she said. Two previous trials ended with deadlocked juries. Gotti, who's 42 and the son of the late dapper Don John J. Gotti, could face 30 years in prison if convicted. If jurors believe he left the mafia in 1999, the charges against him would fall outside the statute of limitations. Warren Levinson, New York.
Pat Corley has died. On TV, he played Phil the bartender on Murphy Brown.
Hey there, Murphy. How are you doing?
Corley died of congestive heart failure in Los Angeles. Corley also played coroner Wally Neidorf on Hill Street Blues. In the movies, he was in Against All Odds and Coming Home. Pat Corley was 76. Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
So, this morning, I went to work in Chicago. I made a 10 o'clock meeting with colleagues in New York. At 1 o'clock, I presented to clients in Seattle. And by 2, I met my boss at headquarters in Atlanta. Sound impossible? Think again. The possibilities are endless when you use GoToMeeting, because now you can conduct your meetings online. You'll never be held back by time or space again. You can literally meet with anyone located anywhere in the world, anytime. It's so easy. Simply set up your meetings in advance or on the fly. Everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and they see everything on your PC. So you can spend less time talking and more time doing. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Collaborate with coworkers down the hall or clients across the country. With GoToMeeting.
You're suffering from thinning hair. The top of your head, in front, or heaven forbid, both. You don't have to live this way. I know of a product you can try risk-free, and you'll actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair with just one application.
This stuff is amazing. I used it just one time, and I couldn't believe it. My hair was thicker and healthier.
The folks at Proceed believe so strongly you'll be satisfied they want to give you Proceed to try risk-free. Use Proceed once, and you won't need another application for 3 months. Yeah, 3 months.
Because of Proceed, I'm more confident in my appearance.
You need proof. Try it for yourself risk-free. See results guaranteed.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I use this stuff, my hair gets thicker. I'm going to continue to use Proceed. It's the best product I've ever seen.
Call 1-800-281-9730. There's no reason to live with thinning hair. Experience Proceed firsthand. Get your 3-month supply of Proceed risk-free. 1-800-281-9730. You have nothing to lose. Call 1-800-281-9730.
Thousands of people have doubled, tripled, even quadrupled their income, not by working harder and not by working longer hours, rather by working smarter, by working from home.
I make as much as $25,000 a month. You didn't have to have, you know, some special training or anything like that.
Your whole life can change.
Our first year in a business, we did $78,000.
I found this incredible opportunity. Last month, I made over $14,000.
We'll guide and mentor you to a lucrative opportunity where you can make money right from your own home. As with any independent business, there are no guarantees regarding income or success, and results will vary.
I started making an extra $5,000 a month, just very, very part-time.
I now make $5,000 a month, and it's simple, fun, almost magical.
Go to SeriouslyExcited.com and get started today. And respond now while this is still a free service. Go to SeriouslyExcited.com. SeriouslyExcited.com. That's SeriouslyExcited.com.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
That chili ain't gonna make it to the football game. I tell you what, I'm playing hurt today after eating that. No, we won't say where we got it from. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Denver, San Diego, Minneapolis, Miami, Washington, Boston, Big Eddie is here with you on the air. Do I have to mop this thing up again? We're not for the 9,457th time as we open up the Ed Schultz Show to remind all of our wonderful and loyal listeners out there, don't worry. I'm here. Team Fargo's here. There are power bumps taking place in the building, but we have survived them. Air America has put out their new lineup. Ooh, look out. You know, all it's doing is confusing the audience. All it's doing is confusing people around the country. We're being flooded with emails. How come they took Ed off in Seattle? No, they didn't take Ed off in Seattle. Air America put out a new lineup, and I've told you for years that we're not a part of Air America. So we're not in their new lineup, so everybody is thinking that we're gone. You know, I'm getting tired of this. And I'm starting to blame you guys here a little bit, too. How come? I'm just kidding. we asked Al Franken. He is the most visible person on Air America. Yesterday, we asked Al to come on this program so I could give him an opportunity in a very slow manner to do some give and take and explain what the heck is going on. No, he didn't want to do that, or the people around him didn't want him to do that. And so I will just officially speak. Yeah, I will. Why can't I? I'm going to put out my audio press release here. Air America has done some good things when it comes to bringing people to the radio dial in the progressive format. But it's getting to the point now where they're starting to really hurt other progressive shows because they can't get their four-letter word together. Who are these people? We're putting out our new lineup. And now you've got O'Reilly over there last night. O'Reilly on Fox. So to clarify this, the Mr. Fair and Balanced himself, by the way, we put a call in to O'Reilly in the Fox Network yesterday asking if Big Eddie could get some airtime on the Big Kahuna show over there. We didn't get a return phone call. We're just trying to work with these folks, okay? So what does O'Reilly do? He brings on two paid Fox employees to explain what's going on in progressive talk radio. I mean, can I get some airtime to explain this? We've got to be fair about this. Oh, no, it's not about being fair. You see, Fox isn't about being fair. Let's get Alan Combs, who has, and I'm not bragging, I'm telling you the truth.